With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstrup. House Speaker Mike Johnson is proposing a bill to sanction the International Criminal Court officials after they requested arrest warrants for Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu and several Hamas leaders.
Speaker Johnson, who sharply criticizes the ICC's move against Netanyahu and Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant, told reporters Tuesday the details of the legislation are still being worked out, but he said he wants to move forward with the rebuke as soon as possible. Pressed on whether the effort will include a sanction of the individuals involved in the arrest warrant requests, Johnson said, quote, that'll be a component of it. Johnson said, quote, international bureaucrats cannot be allowed to use lawfare to usurp the authority of democratic nations that maintain the rule of law. Bernie Bennett, Capitol Hill.
Also at SRNnews.com, mourners have begun the days of funerals and processions for Iran's late president, foreign minister, and others killed in a helicopter crash. Prosecutors have warned people against celebrating his death, and heavy security force presence has been seen on the streets of Tehran since Sunday. The Biden administration releasing 1 million barrels of gasoline from the Northeast Reserve established after Superstorm Sandy in a bid to lower prices at the pump this summer. But GasBuddy.com's Patrick DeHaan says the move during an election year won't bring pump prices back down much.
I don't like the optics simply because we're just a few months away from a presidential election. But again, I would point out that back in 2020, President Trump's administration also cited the need for this reserve to potentially be shut down and sold off.
The Energy Department says the sale from storage sites in New Jersey and Maine will be allocated in increments of 100,000 barrels at a time. The approach will create a competitive bidding process that ensures gasoline can flow into local retailers ahead of the July 4th holiday and sold at competitive prices. This is SRN News. A Tennessee hotel makes nice with a Christian group.
The Sonesta Nashville has apologized for canceling a planned pro-Israel event by High Yovel. The hotel says it got threats from presumably pro-Palestinian individuals and decided to kick the ministry out, which is probably exactly what those posing the threats were seeking. High Yovel obtained legal representation, and the Sonesta has decided to offer an official apology, which leaders of the ministry have accepted, though the event will still take place elsewhere. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Gratz College outside Philadelphia is launching the first Master of Arts degree program in anti-Semitism studies in the U.S. Officials with a small private college say the program will help fill the vacuum of knowledge about anti-Semitism across Jewish, non-Jewish, and governmental organizations responsible for generating policy to combat prejudice. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro is cheering the program. SRN News. The shutdown and seizure by Israel of the Associated Press video camera that provided a live glimpse into Gaza raised concerns about how a new media law could be used to restrict war coverage. Israel returned AP's equipment as international pressure mounted, but it didn't ease concerns about its media policies. The Israeli government said the AP was violating a law that bans the satellite network Al Jazeera. Now let's take a look at closing numbers on Wall Street.
Dow is up 66 points today to finish at 39,872. The Nasdaq gaining 37 to 16,832. The S&P 500 added 13 points to 5321. New York oil fell 54 cents to $79.26 per barrel. I'm John Scott.
And you can always check out more details by logging on to srnnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrup.